Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Need expert advice on your family's health? Speak to us today at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Okay, time now to look at the best film and TV releases for the week ahead. And we're joined today by podcaster Cassie Delaney and movie editor of the RTE Guide, Michael Doherty. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Colin.
Michael, will we start with that? Cannes is in full swing and there's plenty of Irish interest this year. And then Francis Ford Coppola has his Grand Folly there as well.
Yeah, very Grand Folly. Starting with the Irish, I mean, it's very interesting. I think it's a lot of it's to do with the success of Element Pictures, who are producing some tremendous movies in recent years on the award stage, and they're back again. They have a number of titles on this year's Quasette, including Yorgos, their great director, producer, Yorgos Lanthimos, a movie called Kinds of Kindness. And he's gone back to his, people know him from Poor Things and from Lobster, but he's gone back to his sort of Greek weird roots with a movie, with using most of the cast, actually, the original cast. He went straight into filming this after Poor Things. So you have Emma Stone and William Dafoe, and Jesse Plemons is also in it. And it's a triptych of a story, which is almost impossible to explain, but just three different stories, different people overlapping in their lives. Very, very strong. We also have Lorcan Finnegan, who's one of our terrific young directors. He made Vivarium recently, and he's made a lot of cool horror movies. He has his latest film, The Surfer. Matthew McConaughey is in that, set in Australia, about a guy played by... Nick Cage, played by Nick Cage, who goes back to his roots, and he finds this sort of surfer gang who are trying to sort of, you know, how dare you come on my turf. And typically Nick Cage doesn't take this very kindly. So it's that type of movie.
Yeah. Nick Cage is having a bit of a Cajunaissance.
He's had his Cajunaissaince.
It's been bonkers kind of films. Yeah.
In fact, that's why I mentioned McConaughey. His Macanaissance. So yeah, these guys are coming back into vogue now. A lot of young directors who grew up with these guys really love casting them. And also we have Barry Keoghan, who has really come into his own. He has a movie called Bird for Andrea Arnold, and that's shot by our Scooning DP, Robbie Ryan. So a lot of interest.
And it's getting amazing.
A lot of Irish interest. Yeah. But obviously things like Francis Ford Coppola, you mentioned The Folly. I mean, this is a movie he's been trying to make all of his life.
Megalopolis.
It cost $120 million all out of Coppola's pockets. He's 85 years of age now.
Yeah, you never get high on your own supply, is
it? That's what they always say. But he didn't care. That's the thing. He's fully experienced. He wanted to make this movie. He wanted to tell this story about it's New York in the future. It's sort of a Roman Empire, decline of the Roman Empire type of thing. And he was determined to make it. And he actually doesn't care what people think. And I'm surprised as a lot of younger critics are saying, you know, oh, what's this guy doing? And all, he's been laughing stock, not realizing, you know, he's earned the right. He's made some of the finest movies ever made. If you look at, go back and watch Godfather 2, Conversation. Okay. If he wants to make anything, he can make it as well.
Yeah, people of our vintage meet this halfway.
I'll meet it all the way. He can make what he wants.
Okay. We stick with Irishy stuff. Cassie, The Dry is back on RTE for season 2. Is the second season as good as the first?
That's right. It's actually getting better reviews than the first season. So we're 7 months on now, and Shiv is back in Dublin and kind of really striving for her sobriety. So at the end of season 1, we obviously saw her mother, Bernie, as well, pop into AA and join her on this journey. So this is this season is about kind of just how she's navigating that and the challenges.
And Bernie, the mother, is way better at recovery than the daughter.
And then all the kind of the typical challenges of life thrown in on top of that, like dating, the apps, all that kind of stuff. So we're just following Shiv's journey as she navigates that really challenging sobriety for the next couple of weeks.
Okay, so it's on Wednesdays on RT1, but I think all the episodes
all on the player now. All season 1 and 2 on the player now.
Yeah, so you can binge away there. Michael, you've seen the Charlie Bird documentary Ransom 79. It's in cinemas nationwide from Friday. It sounds great.
Yeah, it's very, very powerful. It's directed by Colm Quinn, who was IFTA awarded for Mattress Mick. And it's a remarkable story. It started actually, Colm, he was talking to Charlie about doing a piece. Charlie was following the story about this, a criminal gang were trying to hold the Irish government to ransom back in the late 70s. It's a remarkable story. And under threat of injecting foot and mouth disease into the landscape. I mean, it's a crazy story, but 100% true. So Charlie was investigating this, and in the midst of the documentary, as they were talking about it, he got his diagnosis. And a lot of people would have said, okay, well, I'm not going to have a camera crew following me around now. I'm going to just deal with this. And, you know, but not Charlie Bird. As we know, Charlie was a tremendous warrior and an amazing journalist. And he said, no, keep the cameras rolling. So ostensibly, it's a story about this ransom in 1979. But what it really is, it's a story of an amazing journalist wanting to crack one last story before his time runs out.
Okay. Fantastic. Okay, that's called Ransom 79. That's in cinemas from Friday. Cassie, another Irish documentary, Eat, Sleep, Cheer, Repeat, yes, about Irish cheerleaders, which I think a lot of people will think, are there Irish cheerleaders?
Yeah, I don't think people realise that there was such a prolific Irish cheerleading team. So this documentary follows members of Team Ireland, Jessica, Jaylisa, Blotnet and Dean, Taylor and Ricky, as they're going over to the States to compete with like some of the top kind of American cheerleading teams. So it's all about how they navigate life through the sport. They've got a very nervous coach helping them through it as well.
So nervous coach
because they're navigating like teenage stuff like gender, sexuality, personal identity, and trying to just figure themselves out through the magic of this team. So I can't wait to see this. I think I didn't realize we had such a well equipped cheerleading team.
Long way from the majorettes, Michael.
No, these guys are absolute. I mean, they're gymnastic people. They're athletes. And in fact, it's all about last year's tournament. I won't tell you how. No spoiler alert. But at this year's one, they went and they did even better. They did tremendously well, and they came back with they were on the podium. So it's a wonderful triumph of the spirit story.
Eat, Sleep, Cheer, Repeat, and Cassie. That's a limited release, is it?
It's on in the It's actually on now in the IFI. Yes, okay. So people can check it out all this week, and it's from the award-winning director Tanya Doyle.
Okay, Michael, Furiosa, a Mad Max saga. Is this the first of the big summer blockbusters?
It is first, and it's the first proper blockbuster. And we mentioned Cannes earlier. This got, I know everything gets a standing ovation at Cannes. This got the full 7 minutes. So it's basically, it's George Miller. It's called a Mad Max saga, as you said. So it's revisiting the Mad Max story with through the eyes of Furiosa, the character whom Charlize Theron played in the 2015
movie. Okay, and it's the origin story of that.
But Anya Taylor-Joy playing her as a young child. She's swept away from her family by these baddies, these dementors. Chris Hemsworth plays the lead baddie. And then it's just this sort of crazy, heavy metal, wacky races goes on. Everything you love about Mad Max, but just with more money. I mean, what I love about this is that this is the movie that George Miller would have made in 1979 when he made Mad Max. But then he had 300 grand. Now he's got 230 million. He's basically made the same movie, but he's got all the toys now. He's got the biggest trains that he could want. And it's great fun. It's pyrotechnic. It's, it's smell of gasoline. It's action-packed. It really is.
But they're not dumb blockbusters either. Like Fury Road is an art housey kind of
completely
film.
The first thing that struck me was he really has thrown a gauntlet down to Marvel. Marvel's gone lazy in recent years.
Okay.
They're just casting big names and they're sort of rethreading stuff. This guy is showing Marvel, and it's no wonder that Marvel only has one movie come out this summer because their record is poor. This is the first movie of the summer, and it'll probably be the best action movie of the summer.
Okay, and Cassie, briefly, would we go with the Never Mets on Channel 4 on Friday? This sounds good.
Absolutely brilliant. This is really giving kind of 90 Day Fiancé. So this is a series new to Channel 4. It's a 6-part documentary series from people who have fallen in love online, long distance, and never met. So the 6 episodes are going to follow them as they meet for the first time and try not only figure out whether they like each other in real life, but how they can make this long distance relationship work. So it's got all the elements of like really good quality on, dating reality TV. I think this is going to be absolutely brilliant. So that is on Friday, the 24th of May on Channel 4.
Okay. And Michael, 30 seconds. You wanted to recommend Float Like a Butterfly, a film that's on RT1 next Friday.
Yeah, fantastic. Carmel Winter's story. The brilliant Hazel Duke plays a young traveller girl who wants to sort of fight her way to the top for everything that she believes in and her community believes in. And it's a tremendous film.
Okay. And listen, people might want to note as well that the first major TV debate ahead of the European elections is on tomorrow night as well on Upfront with Katie Hannon on RT1 television. And I must say, not to be backslapping my colleagues, but the debates on Claire Byrne on Friday, the first we heard, I was dreading them. And they're actually kind of, they're more exciting than you might think. So that's the first TV one, Upfront with Katie Hannon on RT television. Okay. And that's tomorrow night. So that's all we have time for today. You can listen back to all the conversations from today's show on the RT radio app. Today's show was produced by the series producer Tessa Delahanty. Research was by Katrina McFadden and Jen Gannon. Bridget Nicholas was the broadcast coordinator and James Feeney was on sound. Stay tuned for Justin McCarthy and Petula Martin on This Week After the News.